Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. Hope all is well out there on this Work It Out Wednesday. Oh, yes. Well, guys, I've been working it out every day. You know, we got to stay healthy. But me and the girls, we're just checking in. Everything's well over here. We just had breakfast. I made steak, eggs, and grits this morning. I'm so proud of myself because, hey, it ain't easy frying no steak. But it came out pretty good, guys. Yeah. So not for nothing, guys. I just wanted to send out some love shots, motivation, inspiration this morning, and you know, just let you guys know that you know, we still got the struggle going on with the COVID-19 disease, and you know, to all those who lost loved ones due to the COVID-19 and they're still struggling, you're in my thoughts and prayers as well. But guys, let's continue to social distance, quarantine, wear your mask. You know, do whatever you got to do to protect yourself, guys. I tell you guys all the time to my listener supports out there that, you know, our immune system and health is everything. You know what I'm saying? Because without good health, how can you be anything or do anything? You can't. Yes, let me take a good sip of this good cup of coffee, guys. Woo! To all my coffee lovers out there, good morning. Put some Black Diamond in that cup. Yes, but yes, guys, you know, just staying motivated, working on some new business ideas, like I was telling you guys. As soon as I get the blueprints together, I'll be sharing with you guys or whatever, what the Black Diamond is up to. Because, you know, being an at-home mom full-time right now, you know, due to the pandemic, hey, we got to find all the tricks in the trades. I'm trying to learn it all. Hey, whatever to bring in some revenues and longevity and stability for my girls, that's what I want. Because at the end of the day, it's all about reassurance for the children. And, you know, I have to explain to them, you know, why, you know, we got to be precautious with the phase two that's about to happen within New York City for them opening up certain stores and maybe restaurants or festivities or whatever. We're still going to take it easy. I got to watch, you know, what's going on around us. So we still do our regular basics, essentials, grocery stores, bodega, you know, the little dollar store or whatever, hardware stores or whatever. But as far as, like, big stores, I'm not ready to really take the girls in those type of environments. Yes, I got to see what's really going on with these streets. It's a whole lot of people out here in New York City that are not wearing masks, that are not social distance. So we're not the only, y'all not the only ones that's being disobedient, okay? So, hey, I think every city is dealing with a little disobedience. But we as the people, we got to do a little bit better, okay? We just cannot forget about the people that done died, you know, and it was just so sad. And I don't want that to get just brushed under no rug, and it was less than, you know, 30 days, 20 days, 10 days. You know, there really ain't no certain time and price on a person's life when a person lost a loved one, you know, and then you can see your country that you love so much being so disrespectful, you know? But at the end of the day, all we can do as a leader, to all my leaders out there, is, you know, provide awareness and knowledge to the good people who want to be law-abiding citizens and do what's right for the community and build the community and, you know, saying protect the community as far as from violence to disease, you know. And since the pandemic, it's been a lot of murder, too. You know, and I just want to be the first one to let you guys know from this podcast, Black Diamond Experience, that violence, I'm not for the violence, period. You know, I come from a very, very violent environment, and I just don't like the violence. Stop the violence. Stop the violence. I'm always screaming stop the violence. Even when I'm in these type of neighborhoods and stuff, I'm still screaming stop the violence. Because you know what? Violent people need love, too. And I understand that. You understand? If you're not the proper person to you know, communicate with a violent person or really don't know how to deal with those type of people in those environments or mindset, it's best that you stay in your lead and let the person that can lead deal with those type of situations. You keep yourself and family safe from violence, disease, and everything, whatever you can do, you know? And we all know this as adults, to protect ourselves and protect our families by any means necessary. You know what I'm saying? That's what we hope and think. But hey, we all don't know when those phone calls or text messages is going to come through where something tragic done happened and hey, we wasn't there to save them. You know what I'm saying? We won't always be there to save a family member or a friend. So all we can do is provide advice, resources, knowledgeable jewels and stuff like that. That's all I can do, guys. You know what I'm saying? And I'm hoping that, you know, my listener support team out there, that you guys is getting something from this podcast to motivate yourself and speak up like me. I mean, speak up, tell your story, tell your journey. You know what I'm saying? As an artist, as a mother, as a sister, daughter, auntie, you know what I'm saying? Business owner. Hey, we all got a life out here and we all got a past. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of titles, but at the end of the day, it's still a struggle because, you know what I'm saying? Even climbing to the ladder of success is still a journey. But I don't mind taking the journey because where I came from, woo, I ain't going back. And I thank God for deliverance, you know what I'm saying? But hey, my past made me, okay? And I'm still learning. It's still making me. History in the making, baby. Yes. Let me get another sip of this coffee. So yeah, guys, I just want to share some love this morning, share some insight, and you know, just let the people know that, hey, respect one another. Respect will take you a long way. You know, and I remember my grandmother used to tell me that respect means more than your money, meaning that if you a millionaire, you got this nasty, stank demeanor about yourself, disrespectful, don't got nothing, you know, really good to say, this negative all the time and this and that, nobody might not even want that money from you. They'll take this 500 from this poor man before they'll take this 100 from this rich man because of your character. You understand? So it's all about respect, guys. So, you know you're in a public place or you're out here in these restaurants or whatever we're about to do in phase two, just respect one another, respect one another's space, respect other children, because we the people are to protect the children, you know, and I salute on that, stand on that, you know, very tall. You know, it's all about the children. And Brooklyn, London, Aaron, they're now doing their little learning and drawing and stuff with the remote learning. We're still doing our thing with that. New York City will be in school until the end of June. So we still pushing and we still staying safe. And hey, we got Disney World up in here, so we good until we feel like it's safe enough for us to travel and do some things. We miss our family and friends and loved ones. But I'm hoping you guys are, you know, checking the podcast out and knowing that me and the girls are good. We're in here trying to exercise all this extra weight we're getting on us because we're eating good every week. We're just eating so much. Oh, man, I'm telling you. But we're overloading ourselves with proteins, vitamins, and nutrients as well. We just have a big quantity of it, and I'm so thankful. New York has been very good to me. I want to thank the mayor and the governor for all they've been doing, you know, and all the services that's been offered to me in New York since the pandemic. Very great job. I am very, you know, grateful and thankful of anything that's being done for me, because at the end of the day, that ungratefulness and disrespectfulness and disobedience, it don't get you nowhere in life. But I used to be those characteristics before. I came from that, you know what I'm saying? I had not one bit of sense in the world. But hey, we all come from a past. We play the fool sometimes, but playing the fool don't last long. Yeah, guys. So, you know, the Black Diamond is always moving and grooving. And I want to let the people know that, you know, we was had our Memorial Weekend celebration on the weekend. Me and the girls right here in the house did some, you know, tutorials, Zoom meetings, you know, having our little personal fun and time and eatings and stuff like that right here in the crib, you know. So, and I hope you guys enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend. Salute to all the soldiers out there that served this country and that still serving this country. You are also in my thoughts and prayers, and thank you for your services as well. You are the real heroes. I gave a big salute out to my daughter's grandfather. He was a Purple Heart, the late Mr. Irvin Butler, and big salute to him. He's dead and gone now. God bless his soul. But it was such an honor to meet somebody like him that could actually tell me about the war and how he actually moved his rankings up to a Purple Heart. But not for nothing, guys. Salute to all you out there that's health heroes, all you essential workers out there. I want you guys to understand and know that you are in my thoughts and prayers as well. To all the New York City staff, DOE, the principals, the school staff, the janitors, whoever that keep these children going around here, big salute to all of you. All of you out there, keep your heads up. Keep the city going, keep the people going, and hey, let's keep the knowledge going from the leaders to let the people know we will respect one another, we will wear our masks, we will social distance, and we will keep our, you know, respect level where it needs to be at for these elders, children, everybody. Everybody wants to be respected. So if you're having a bad day and you don't think it's up for you to go outside, come on. We already know this New York City. It's 101 ways to have a different type of attitude up here. And let me tell you something. It's all on one block. From one block to the next block to the next block. Different people, different faces. They don't know each other. Don't nobody know each other. Everybody just walking. You know what I'm saying? Or traveling or doing what they're doing. They're in their own world. And that's so amazing about New York City. They mind their business all the way to the rock core. I love that. But we can mind our business to the rock core. But let's also be aware of, you know, our women out here that's being attacked, our children that's being abducted and attacked. You know, I'm against all of that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, me personally, I just, hey, I'm here to protect the people. And that's just how I feel. Little Hercules. Yeah, so guys, I want y'all to stay motivated, stay encouraged, stay inspired, keep yourself going, do what you got to do as a mother, a father, a friend, or a foe, whatever it is that your title may be. I want you to keep your health good and do what you got to do to stay alive out here and keep fighting, guys. And then, you know, eat what you got to eat to, you know, balance yourself throughout the day to all my essential workers, you know. So, guys, not for nothing, I'm going to keep you guys long for today. That's Work It Out Wednesday. I don't know if you guys are going to have your salads and your water or whatever you're going to have, but drink a bottle of water for Black Diamond and make sure you have your vitamin C and continue to do your same things you've been doing through the pandemic to stay alive. God bless you all. Until next time.